does something like this represent for an organisation like Telstra? It's obviously been a huge thing, hasn't it?
Oh, enormous. I can't stress. This is one of the most significant events in the whole year that we would have had. I mean, I put it similar to when the bushfires in Victoria, because even the fires in Victoria were absolutely tragic, but this is of similar size because we've impacted so many people. I mean, 30,000 people without communications, and you know, we all rely on communications so much, and when you don't get it, it's tough.
I guess it's really highlighted how much we depend on all the services that obviously come from here. Will this change in any way, perhaps the way that you might set these sorts of things up in the future, or what might happen as a part of the rebuild of this facility?
I'm sure we'll learn things through it. We've got an internal review going on now. There's some things that we will not change. I mean, the wireless technology with all the towers is pretty standard. I mean, it's how we restored it. We got it up going pretty quickly. There'll be some things about the design and the exchange itself we might want to look at, but there's limitations in terms of what we can do in the fixed line infrastructure, just the way physical networks are designed. But we always learn something, and we've always got that attitude that you can always do things better, but I prefer to learn about it in different ways.
But I gather that part of the issue here is the increased centralisation of a lot of the facilities which are now based here, and that's why it's had such a wide impact. Can you see that changing at all, perhaps? Is this an argument to make some of the smaller exchanges more, have a greater role, perhaps?
Look, there's a possibility. When we do a network topography design, and remember, a lot of these networks have been designed over 50, 100 years, we look at what the optimal design is. Sometimes it's better to go to smaller exchanges, but there has been a tendency to more consolidate over the years. It's more about how you configure the exchange and where you've got what equipment, because always at some point you've got to come back to some aggregation point, no matter where you are, whether in the west, up in the territory, or wherever you are. But the question is how you distribute the intelligence. So I'm sure we'll learn things, but it's a little bit too early to say exactly what yet.
So this could perhaps highlight some other vulnerable points in the Telstra network elsewhere around the country?
Yeah, look, I think if we learn things here, I mean, the type of company we are, we'll learn something here, then roll it out across the rest of the exchanges. So, yeah, as I say, my first priority is let's get, Warrnambool up and going in all the outlying areas. So, but no, there'll be learnings for sure.
To that end, what do you make of the reaction, I guess, from Telstra and the response to how this has been dealt with?
Well, look, I may look at it through coloured glasses, but I as I said before, normally it takes us about 2 years to build an exchange, and we're basically rebuilt in 2 weeks. I mean, I had over 100 people working three shifts, guys who have left their families from all around the country and come here. Look, I'm always incredibly impressed. In fact, you always see the best of Telstra in a crisis. It is just something about it. But, so I think we've responded incredibly well. But could have we done it better? Don't let me mislead you. There's always things we learn about how we interact with the community. Could have we, let people know a little bit earlier about when we could restore services, etc. But we should have everything up and running really by the end of this week, by Friday. That's a pretty incredible result.
It's also highlighted, I guess, some of the other, perhaps dual detriment, some of the other telcos around here who've done pretty well. What do you make, perhaps, of that and some of the alternatives which do exist?
Look, I know there's alternative infrastructure providers, but there's nobody at the scale that we have. When you're talking about 100,000 services, that's a scale that no one has to deal with. So I think you've just got to be careful in your comparison. And look, there's alternative technologies, microwave, but for us, I defy anybody to get an exchange up and going faster than what the guys have done here. But yes, there's always other alternatives, but they're usually at a far lesser scale than what we have to deal with.
Now, compensation has also been talked about. What's been Telstra's response there?
Firstly, for our consumer customers, obviously, we'll wipe the bill for the month. Business, if it's less than $1,000, either ring the 1-800 number or get your online form in, and we'll just process that straight away. We'll set a dedicated group aside to fast-track those claims. And then if it's over $1,000, we'll look at it. We want to get on with it and get people up and running so they can trade. Christmas is here. We want them to be a good summer and lots of people to come here and and I have a, you know, enjoyable, you know, break.
Now, you're only here for a short time, I think, and almost 2 weeks after the event. Would you have liked to have come sooner? Or?
No. Look, if the guys had have said they wanted me down here, I would have come down like a shot. But look, Bill Mundy is our local area general manager. He's had my full delegated authority. He's been here on the ground. Bob Beresford, who's our engineering guy. I trust these guys implicitly. And the truth is, they want me out of the way. If they wanted something, they could ring me. And I was online with them every day. I got an update. I dropped them a few notes along the way. I sent thanks to the team. But it's better for me to come at the right time. And this was the right time. So, but if the community had wanted me here, you just need to yell. I enjoy it. I mean, I enjoy coming out to the community. I don't enjoy these situations.
What sort of pressure does this put on Telstra as well in terms of its image? Because I suppose you've got a physical rebuilding here. What about the rebuilding of Telstra's perception in the community?
Yeah. Look, trust with your community is core to who we are. And I know this causes people to ask questions. But, look, we've been here for 120 years and we're going to be around for hopefully another 100 years. And look, it's when you get tough situations. I mean, we obviously didn't. This wasn't our own making. It was hopefully an accident. It's how you respond. And I hope in the midst of the difficulty the community's been through that they'll see at least we were there. We don't hide behind anything. We just want to get on and fix it. But I understand that there's an implication. But I just want to say, look, we're sympathetic. We'll do the right thing. And then hopefully over time, you know, their trust will return. But I can't do anything about that now.
And you're here, of course, to tour the facility, to meet some of the key people, the mayor and so on. Yep. What do you take back from this visit and what do you do with it?
Oh, look, as much as I can be briefed on a daily basis, until you come here and meet the people, there's a sense of reality. And also I want them to know, you know, I'm not sitting in an ivory tower in Sydney, you know, looking out the window. I mean, I do care. And I care deeply. It's not just a job to me, and is it for these guys? So that's why I wanted to be here, and that's what I'll take back. I mean, there's no substitute for being on the ground.